Test 71, Section 3, Question 1. So here we are looking for a flaw, or kind of what it's misleading. It says Greenbake gives everyone an unlimited ATM use. TechBank charges 25 cents for each ATM transaction. So clearly it costs more to bank at TechBank than Greenbank. Problem is, it goes from one aspect of the cost of banking to the overall cost. So that's our problem. So, bases recommendation solely on economic factors? No, because the conclusion is just about economic factors, without considering whether others are more important. The conclusion only has to prove whether or not it costs more. Present claims that are relevant to the issue under discussion in order to divert attention. The claims are relevant. The cost of ATMs is relevant to the overall cost, but it's just not conclusive without other factors being considered. Or other costs, I should say. And draws a conclusion about overall cost of a service based solely on the basis of the claim about the cost of one component. That's exactly what we want. The one part of that is the ATM cost, and then the overall is the conclusion. Concludes that a component must have a property that the service as a whole possesses. That's the right idea, but reversed. If it had said, that concludes that the service as a whole must have a property that a component has, that would have been better, but it's backwards. So that's the fallacy of division, not composition. And then E concludes that a claim must be false because of the mere absence of evidence in its favor. No, it isn't a lack of evidence. It gives evidence. It's just it only gives evidence about part, not the whole. And so C would definitely be our correct answer.